Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jasmine. Can I have your zip code so I can locate your account?
Yes, Jasmine. My zip code is 23669.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
This is Christy Maggie, M-A-G-E-E.
Thank you so much for that. And Miss Maggie, can you verify your shipping address?
My address is 603 Willow Oaks Boulevard, Hampton, Virginia.
Thank you. And I've located your account with the Hype Watch. Shows you've been fully refunded. How can I assist you?
I was fully refunded. That's true. And I appreciate y'all taking care of that. Now what's happened is $49.99 has come out of my account. My car insurance is scheduled to come out tonight for a pertinent bill. I must pay my car insurance, and I have stuff from your company keep taking things out of my account. And I'm like, what in the world is going on? Because y'all did refund me. Now $49.99 is being coming out of my account, and that's going to screw up and cause stuff to be bouncing with my bank for no reason, because I'm taking care of pertinent bills like car insurance. And
yes,
I don't know what's going on. What's
been
going
canceled.
On?
It's been canceled and refunded, so you might have to contact your financial institute. We sent that refund through on like March the 7th.
Okay.
So you'll have to contact your financial institute there. We didn't charge again. We refunded and canceled the account.
But it's right here. I'm looking at it right here. I looked it up, and everything is right here, and it shows It shows $49.99. First it was $69.97. True. Y'all refunded that. But now it's showing $49.99 coming out of my account. And why is that when it's the same company? It's still showing y'all, your company, Sharp Gadgets. And that's what it says. And y'all bound to see it because I'm looking right at it. Because I am going to report this to the Better Business Bureau. I mean, talking to you all, I appreciate that. But why in the world is $49.99 showing on my, I'm looking right at it. And I'm like, for what? I have no idea what this is for. And that is very concerning to me.
Well, yes, ma'am. It's been canceled and refunded, so on our account,
yeah,
it doesn't show.
Ma'am,
I understand
you're
what you're
the
saying.
Same thing,
okay.
But it's right here. I'm looking at it.
I'm not saying it's not, ma'am. I never said it's not.
So then what? Yes?
Go ahead, ma'am. Go ahead.
I got to find out why it's right here. It's the same. I'm looking right at it. For $49.99. And when when something is paying with my car insurance, I mean, that's a household expense. I must have the laws require I have car insurance, and this is going to cause my car insurance to bounce for no reason. I didn't know this was coming. What is this? I don't know what this is for. I mean, y'all are bound to know. Your company's bound to know because I'm looking at it. You see it, right?
No, ma'am, I do not see it.
Well, if I see it, I'm looking right at it. It looks just like what y'all did last time for $69.99, $97, whatever, and now it's $49.99. Same company, it's showing the same information, but a lower amount. And I cannot have stuff messing with my car insurance. This is serious. This is a problem. I am going to report it to the Better Business Bureau, but meanwhile, today's Sunday, and I need this taken care of immediately. I can't have my car insurance bouncing for no fault of my own. And I need to know what y'all are going to do about this now. I mean, this is a problem. It's just the same exact thing you said last time. It's the only thing is a lower amount. And fortunately, I'm one of those people that regularly look at my account, because if I didn't, I wouldn't have even known this, except for when something actually bounced. But my car insurance is due, and it's due on the 22nd, which means it's coming up the night of the 21st. Oh, Lord, have mercy. It's bound to be a department or someone in your company. First time I called, I dealt with one person, then they transferred me to someone else, and that person dealt with the refund part. So I need this whole situation needs to be taken care of again. I'm looking at it right here.
Okay, you're looking at that on a statement or on your account.
And it's showing this box. It's overdrawing my account. I have money sitting there for my car insurance, and $50, $49.99 is being taken by y'all's company for what? I have no idea. And you're telling me you don't see it. I'm looking at it.
Yes, ma'am. You have to call back with your bank on the line. We don't have that charge.
Call my bank on a what, ma'am? This is serious. I'm tired of this. I'm going to have a stroke because of this, and I didn't cause it. Y'all did this. Y'all don't have a right to be in my account.
Okay, well, yes, ma'am. Just calm down then.
How can I calm down?
Because there's nothing that
my car insurance payment.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I understand that you're saying that. We don't have that charge here, is what I'm trying to tell you.
You know what? But I'm looking at it, ma'am.
I understand you're looking at it. But
I looked at it last time when I called y'all, and now y'all are still doing it.
No, ma'am, we're not still doing it. You're going to have to contact your financial institution.
I'm not calling them. Y'all are the problem. It's your company.
No, ma'am, you haven't even called your bank and asked them.
You know what, ma'am? It's a weekend, and I need this taken care of immediately. Y'all are playing with my damn car insurance. And don't be condescending to me. I know what I'm looking at. Y'all are taking money that's not yours.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So what I'm explaining that there is no charge. So when I send
you
to the super...
You know what, lady? You're being
very
condescending, and
Ms.
I would
Maggie.
Suggest you transfer me to the department like you did last time to get this refund taken care of, because this is a problem.
Okay, so let me ask you, Miss Maggie. When I send you to the supervisor and then they can't find that charge as well?
Yeah, I tell you, let me talk to somebody, because I'm sick of this. I am going to report y'all. Y'all need to be reported for this crap. This is a problem.
Well, I'm just saying.
Y'all got a problem taking people's money. You are being condescending to me when I'm looking at it.
Yes, ma'am. The next supervisor is going to tell you the same thing.
I don't care. Y'all better take care of it. Somebody better take care of it. Y'all are taking money that doesn't belong to you. This is a problem. There's something wrong with your company. Y'all are a hack.
Okay, yes, Miss Maggie, since you don't believe
me. You laughing,
that
ain't funny.
No,
I'm poor. You coming after my damn money, broke as I am?
No, Miss Maggie, I said that I'm going to send you to the supervisor since
you
don't
believe
me. You
need to. Somebody better send me somewhere. Because y'all are being reported. I'm going to report y'all. Y'all are going to get reported. This is a problem.
One moment. I'm going to transfer you now.
I'm tired of this mess.
Music on the way going over. Please do not hang up. And the supervisor will be right on the phone.
This stuff is crazy. Tired of this mess. People all up in your account going after.